You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting for Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I start this article, let me go ahead and say this. If you've been a victim of any sort of domestic violence, especially physical domestic violence, the first thing you need to do is move out immediately. Leave. The second thing you need to do, file paperwork. Yes, file charges against her. This narrative that men are not able to be victims of domestic violence needs to end. Now, let me give a shout out to the illustrious Hammerhand, the MGTOW monk, for posting this article on his community tab. Now, this article was published on the 12th of May. Southern Indiana judge. Yes, gentlemen, a judge. Arrested on domestic battery charges. Now suspended. A 40-year-old Southern Indiana judge, already mired in controversy, is now facing a felony domestic battery charge for hitting her ex-husband in his face in front of their children. Gentlemen, this case, the ex-husband was smart, and I'll explain why. She's also been suspended by the Indiana Supreme Court, though with pay. Sabrina Bell, the Crawford County Circuit Court judge, has been charged with domestic battery in the presence of a child less than 16 years old, according to an Indiana State Police media release. It's a level 6 felony, the lowest level felony in the state. However, her being a judge, it should be a higher level felony. Bell was booked into Crawford County Jail on Thursday and has since been released on pretrial conditions, according to police. Now, my question is, why? We all know if the genders were reversed and this were a male judge who hit his ex-wife in the face in front of their children, he would still be in jail until the trial. But we're not going to go off into the weeds on that. Crawford County Sheriff's deputies were called to Bell's home at about 5 p.m. on April 12th, according to newly released Crawford Circuit Court documents. There, Bell's ex-husband told them he was at the home to pick up the couple's 3 children for a scheduled visit that evening. Bell is accused of starting a verbal argument in front of the children, which ended with her striking her ex-husband on the left side of his face and in the neck and cheek area, according to court documents. Standard operating procedure. The woman starts a verbal altercation, hoping that the man would eventually get physical. That way, she can play the victim. Deputies observed marks on the left side of the man's face that seemed to substantiate his claims. Bell declined to speak to officers. Interviews conducted by the Indiana Department of Child Services confirmed the battery happened in front of two children, ages 12 and 8, court documents said. The suspension issued by the Supreme Court will remain in effect until further notice or until a disciplinary panel made up of seven other judges look into the matter, according to an Indiana Supreme Court release. Now, of course, there's more to show you that this particular judge is actually a goddamn menace. However, I want to stick to the main topic, which is the fact that this judge felt so comfortable because she knew she had the legal system backing her, that she felt she could get away with assaulting her ex-husband. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But once again, gentlemen, according to that ever so fake Duluth model, only women are the victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence. It's always the man that is the perpetrator. Why? Because we know it's easy to throw men in jail. Why? Because we men refuse to stick together even when we know the law is wrong. We know it. But let me reiterate this, gentlemen. If you've been the victim of any sort of abuse, especially physical abuse, you need to get out of there. Now, this ex-husband, he was smart. Why? Because now he has the perfect ammunition to say, hey, I want full custody of the children. My ex-wife has proven that she is physically violent. Now, you know, whenever there's any sort of custody battle, what is one thing that lawyers unfortunately tell women? Trump up some sort of abuse charge. That is their silver bullet. Guess what? This ex-husband, he just got his silver bullet, and hopefully he will use it. Now, my question is, why is this not national coverage? Let me reiterate. If this were a male judge who did that to his ex-wife, we would never hear the end of this. It'd be all over every news outlet. You see, patriarchy. Women are being victimized. Women are being beaten. Blah, blah, blah. But yet, when it's a man that's being beaten by a woman, we got to hurry up and sweep that under the carpet, because we don't want other men to find out. Yes, I'm not alone. I thought I was crazy. The system's never going to help me. But gentlemen, it's time for you to start sharing your stories. If you've been abused, put your story out. And anyone who tries to shame you into silence, you need to be prepared to sue them into the Stone Age. Oh, yeah. Why do you think women are so able to get everybody on their side? Because they know they can go to feminists who have no problems suing these judges, suing these police departments. Gentlemen, we need to get on that same damn accord. If you're a man who's been abused by his wife or girlfriend, you need to come out, press charges on her. Remember what Amber Heard told Johnny Depp. You're a man. Who's going to believe you? Yeah, male victims of domestic violence are often scared into silence because they know, oh, I called the police because my wife or girlfriend is abusing me. Well, sir, we're going to take you to jail. Why? I'm the victim. Well, somebody's got to go. And gentlemen, do not take that charge. You guys remember I did a story about Chuck Liddell, who was beaten by his wife, but he volunteered to go to jail. Hell no! Don't do that. Another reason why female abusers get away with abusing their male partners, because so many men still feel the need to protect her. No. These women say they want to be strong, independent. They want to be like men, make them accountable. Now, of course, my personal philosophy is this. If a woman puts hands on me, it's going to be mutual combat. However, I also do understand when men choose to pick their battle. But gentlemen, if you're going to pick that battle, use the legal system. Use it and be prepared to sue anyone who tries to shame you out of using the legal system. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the rest of the article that shows you just how much of a menace this judge truly is. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the quote unquote laws you have to protect you from being accountable for your actions, especially when it comes to domestic violence, will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there are men out there who, if you put your hands on them, they're going to return the favor and they're not going to hold back. So yes, ladies, once you find the right one, oh, you're going to have a bad day. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.